He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the February 10th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, let's see. How are we beginning the week this week? We are down 20 points right now on the Dow. The Dow sits at 15,772, which I believe is about 6% now off of its recent high, maybe a little more, maybe more in the, I think it's in the neighborhood of 7.5% on the Dow. I'll be going through those numbers here today. But we're no longer at new all-time highs on the Dow, are we? We're at 15,772. The S&P 500 is at 1795 today only. It's obviously off of its highs also, I think somewhere to the tune of about 6%. That's the magnitude of this correction so far. Is this a correction or could it get worse? We'll talk about that today. The S&P is down 1.5 points right now. The NASDAQ, however, is on the upside today. The NASDAQ is up 10 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,136. It obviously, too, is off of its all-time high as we have entered into or been in correction mode since the beginning of the year. We have gold at 1274 today. Gold continues to be in a not so good of a trend. I've been out of gold for the last 1.5 to 2 years. Gold still sits at the bottom of my asset class rankings, therefore I still have no interest in owning the shiny stuff. Crude oil, on the other hand, 99.92, creeping up on 100, and the 10-year yield is 2.69% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, over the weekend in my newsletter, I did a lesson and gave some examples of short selling. Simply put, short selling is betting that the market or a sector or an index or an individual stock will go down instead of up. And you say, well, how do you invest in that scenario? Well, it's real easy in today's world. It used to be that you had to short individual stocks. You had to sell them short and then someday in the future buy them back, hopefully at a lower price, and thereby sticking some money in your pocket called profit. Well, now they have exchange-traded funds that make it real easy to short just about anything other than individual stocks, which obviously you still can do. But that can be a little bit messy and a little bit tricky and a little bit risky. Instead, I kind of look at bigger slices of the pie to short as opposed to individual stocks. And the bottom line is this: short sellers over the last 5 years have had their heads handed to them on a platter. One such example I gave in my newsletter last week, Jim Chanos, Canicos Associates, a very famous, well-known short seller. He's done very, very well over the years. How did he do in 2013, however? Chanos, Canicos Opportunity Fund fell 13.6% net of fees last year. Well, if you're a client of Chanos, I guess you're not too happy because the market was up about 30% last year and you were down 13.6. But having said that, short selling can be a very profitable adventure from time to time. And I gave some examples in my newsletter over the weekend. And we went back to the year 2008. You know, one thing that I've been saying here on the air that's a little bit wrong from a mathematics point of view, it's not a one-to-one relationship. If the market goes down 38%, the SH, which is the inverse of the market, isn't necessarily going to go up 38%. It does on a daily basis, but the math over time works out that if you're right, SH will do even better than the inverse of how much it lost during the year. And I gave the example of SH in the year 2008, short selling. In 2008, SH bottomed out at about $48 per share. After that, it soared to $94 per share. It went up 96.5%. During that same period of time, the market was down about 45%. So yes, it has a one-to-one relationship on a daily basis, but when you take the effects of mathematics and compounding, if you're right on the short side in an index, you can really clean up. And I showed a chart of SH, which I don't currently own. I don't currently have a short position on the market, but I've been tossing the idea around and preparing you, getting you ready for the day when the five-year-old, almost five-year-old bull market is no longer our friend. Instead, we greet a new bear, and it will happen at some point in time. And SH, which is simply the inverse of the S&P 500, may come in real handy at some point in the future. And as we look back on 2008, when SH broke out in late 2008, again, it went on for a 96.5% gain, while those that were long the market suffered. Actually, from the top to the bottom, it was a 57.7% nosedive that the S&P 500 took. The S&P back in 2000 and 2008 went from 1576 clear down to 666, a loss of 57.7%. During that same period of time, SH went up 96.5%. Now remember, last year was a very bullish year in the market. I was fully invested on the long side of the market the entire year and was able to rack up some terrific gains, particularly in my aggressive growth accounts. Being short the market last year was not a good idea. And in fact, SH, which I consider to be an asset class because it's on the menu every day, right? It's on the menu of asset classes you have to choose from. It's right under gold. It's right under silver. It's right under short-term bonds or cash. You can short the market. It was not a good menu item to select last year. And in fact, on my overall ranking of the asset classes, it was at the bottom of the heap all year long. And I've been fully invested in this market. I've taken a few hedge positions along the way. But for the most part, for the last 5 years, I've been long this market. And I showed a chart of this current five-year market that we are currently in. And you can see, with beyond any shadow of a doubt, if you connect the dots, if you go back to March of 2009 and look at that 666 number, fast forward ahead 5 years and look at today's 1795 number, connect those dots, you see what we call a primary uptrend. And another word for a primary uptrend is bull. In fact, over the last 5 years, the market has gone up 170%. Yet I know people out there that have been bearish on this market the entire 5 years. Many of the newsletter writers, many of the pundits on TV, many of the doomsday guys out there that love to sell newsletters through fear, through scaring you. They prey on your fear instead of your greed, I suppose. But short sellers have been wrong. Well, they've had a few moments in the sun. They've had a month here, a week there. But for the most part, if you like swimming against the tide, against a rip current, then you wanted to be short the market over the last 5 years. However, there will come a time in the future, and the fact that I'm even bringing this up must make you think, well, at least Gunderson might see something on the horizon. You know, I don't know the timing, but I do know this. Another 2008 will come along. This bull market will eventually be sent to its knees, and it'll eventually start to peel over, and we'll have to ride through another bear, and at that time, we'll want to take a look at some of the short opportunities out there in the market. And I gave several examples of those over the weekend. We looked at the eye of the hurricane back in 2008. We looked at the financial sector. Do you know that the short financial index went up 370% in 2008? A little bit more on this shorting notion when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks, second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're doing a short little primer, a short little lesson on shorting the market, which wasn't a good idea last year. It wasn't a good idea the year before. In fact, it hasn't been a good idea, other than a brief little pop to the downside here and there during the market during this five-year-old bull. But it is something to think about now. I don't know how long this bull market's going to last. We're in the midst of another correction. And one of these corrections is going to turn into the real deal. It's going to change the uptrend that the market's been in for the last 5 years to a downtrend. We will have another bear market sometime in the future, just like the sun will come up tomorrow. At least I think it will. We just don't know. We know when the sun will come up within the second, but we don't know when the next bear. It's all we can do is look for the signs. And every time a little correction comes along, like the one we're currently in, we have to ask ourselves, is this the big one? And this is what I did over the weekend. I analyzed the facts, came away with some conclusions, which we're going to go through here in a moment, and see whether or not I think that this is the beginning of the big one. Okay? Now, if we look back in 2008, what was the eye of the hurricane? Where was the epicenter of the ripples that went out through the market? It was the financial sector, right? It was Lehman Brothers. It was Bear Stearns. It was Citigroup, etc. Had you invested in a double short financial ETF that shorts the financial stocks, you could have made 370% in 2008. However, having said that, if you're wrong about your short thesis, and you short the market and it continues to go higher, what do you look like? You look like a fool. And I had a picture of a fool in the news, in my newsletter over the weekend, and I left a little caption, fill in the name of your favorite stock pundit, next to the cartoon of the fool. People that have been short over the last several years have looked like fools. And I think you become even more of a fool when you fail to admit that you've been wrong over the last several years, that you've cost people a lot of money by being on the short side of the market. But again, there will come a time when being on the short side of the market will make you look like a genius as opposed to a fool. Is this the time? Well, you know what? Let's begin with the reasons why people are shorting the market right now. They're the reasons that I went through late last year, and they caused me to put up the yellow flag on the market. Number one, we had a very outsized gain in the market in 2013, and I suggested late last year that would be almost impossible or extremely unlikely that we would repeat the success of 2013 and 2014. Already we begin the year with mathematics working against us. Number two, the economy is not all that great. We're still not creating many jobs here. People are leaving the workforce. We continue to get weak numbers on the economy. And I don't know when it will happen, but at some point in the future, America will enter into another recession. It usually happens right before the presidential. It usually happens in a president's last year of his tenure. Well, we've still got a couple to go there, but it could happen earlier this time. We just never know. We're still in expansion mode in America, about 3%, somewhere in there. But at some point in time, we'll enter back into recession and the markets will probably follow and the bull market will be over. So we look to economic reports, which haven't been all that great lately. Another big force that I didn't like late last year was the meltdown in China. China's been one of the driving forces of the global economy. It's been fueling Latin America. It's been fueling the commodities market. It's been fueling the transportation, the railroads, and a lot of America, selling them their necessary things that we have that they don't have. And China's slowing down. Another reason to consider, is it time to put up the shorts on this market? Thirdly, Latin America's currency crisis. Still no end in sight. Not only is it Latin America, particularly Brazil and Argentina, but Turkey's having its issues, and South Africa is having its issues too. And there is that threat that it will continue to spread and infect our markets. I would say that the biggest reason of all that I've been at least going down the short aisle of the supermarket and doing a little window shopping is that the Fed is no longer our friend. That's a major, major blow to the markets. And it's become quite apparent that Janet Yellen has a completely different style than Ben Bernanke. She stays quiet. She ain't talking. Her mouth is zipped. She will be testifying for Congress, with Congress, to Congress this week. Her mouth is going to have to become unzipped, but so far, it doesn't sound like she's a cheerleader for the stock market. She hasn't even given us an S or a T yet, let alone what Bernanke gave us. So who knows? Maybe she's a dove. Maybe she's not the, or maybe she's a hawk, not the dove that we thought she was. But we'll see. We should get a little better read on her when she testifies before Congress. But the truth of the matter is, they're tapering. They're not expanding their balance sheet anymore. They're reining it in. Not only is that affecting the yellow, not only is that affecting our markets, but it's also affecting the global markets. So there are the pros. There are the arguments for shorting this market right now. But before we double down and load up on SH, we better look at the things that are going right still for the market. I think you have to begin with the biggest fact of all. The 5-year primary trend is still in place. The 5-year primary trend that is sloping up is still in place. The tide is still coming in, and you really don't want to swim against the tide. You still have, now we may be at ebb tide here, but I think it's a little bit early to say, you know what, I'm going to go catch the next current because the tide's getting ready to go out. There's really still no evidence of that. That's a big reason to still be on the long side of the market as opposed to the short side of the market. If we look at the charts of where the market is right now, and in fact that's what we're going to do when we come back, we get a better indication of where we are at in the market. Have we broken trends in the S&P 500? How's the technical picture of the market right now? It's certainly been damaged, but how much? How about the Dow? How about the NASDAQ? Further clues that we need so that we can adjust our portfolios accordingly right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is it time to short this market? The shorts have been wrong for the last 5 years. One famous short seller, Jim Chanos, last year, his accounts, his hedge fund was down 16.2%. And of course, with the market that was up 30%, he was wrong. Or I guess he just chose the wrong stocks to short. Or I think even more than that, it's difficult to swim against the tide. It's difficult to find and pick off bad stocks, even in a good market. In a bad market, there's bad stocks all over the place, and you've got the wind at your back, and you're swimming with the tide. Is this now a bad market? Well, as we look through some factors, I made some arguments why this is a bad market. But the biggest factor of all right now, why it's not yet a shorting type of a market, is we're still in a five-year-old primary trend. That tells me a lot. But now let's drill down a little bit more and look at the recent action in the markets here and what it's done technically to our markets. The S&P 500 is now in the midst of a 6.1% correction, and it could get worse before it gets better. I would say this, the S&P has given me very little appetite for risk at the current time. On the other hand, until it breaks 1700, we're still well above that. I don't have a lot of appetite for shorting the market yet either. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down from its peak 17.5%. It did not hold its support level that I outlined last week. It dropped below that. It did hold its 200-day moving average. Again, I don't have a lot of appetite for the long side of the market, even though I'm still about 50% invested. At the same time, I don't have a lot of appetite for the short side of the market. However, if the Dow Jones Industrial Average were to break below 15,300, my appetite would greatly increase for inverse funds. But we're not there yet. The NASDAQ has now corrected to the tune of 6.5%. A very minor blip in the overall scheme of things and a five-year uptrend. But nevertheless, a 6.5 little bit correction will at least get your attention. It got my attention at the end of last year when I put up the yellow flag. And so far, I've been right this year as we've ridden through about a 6 to 7% correction, and I've ridden through it very, very gingerly. I've taken a lot of well-earned, hard-worked-for profits that I earned last year. It's not easy finding doubles in the market. We found several in the last several years, and I've taken some of those profits off the table for now. Because I saw this coming, and I assumed a very defensive posture at the beginning of this year. But I'm not ready to go all in on the short side yet, because we're still in a five-year uptrend. Now we need to take a look a little bit further at some more evidence, don't we? Here's where we are year to date. The S&P 500 is down 2.7% since the beginning of the year. That's not exactly the beginning of the end, at least not for now. The Dow is down 4.7% since the beginning of the year. But here are the worrisome numbers. Just like the financials were the epicenter of the earthquake in 2008, it appears that this year the emerging markets are at the epicenter of any ripples that are going out through the world markets right now. China is now down 10.3% in just 1 month. Last year, China was down 5.1%. So the downtrend in China continues. Can the global economy flourish with a weakening China? Also at the center of the earthquake on the American continent, Latin America more specifically Brazil and Argentina. The Latin America fund is now down 8.5% year to date. Last year it was down 15.5%. It's now down 25% in the last 13 months. That's not a correction. The Latin American market is a bear right now. And could the Latin America market continue to infect our market? We talked about Montezuma's revenge last week. Not a pleasant subject, but it had to be brought up. And I compared, you know, the spreading of these diseases from other countries, contagions, and eventually they come upon American shores and they infect even downtown Manhattan, on Manhattan Island in New York City, the home to Wall Street. And that's begun to happen. I showed several examples of stocks, individual companies that do a lot of business down in Latin America. They're under pressure right now. So it's something we have to watch. Has Latin America broke? And is it dragging us down the whirlpool? Well, not yet. But it certainly has infected several companies. And it certainly is a contagion that needs to be nipped in the bud before it gets worse. And we definitely need to keep our eyeballs on Latin America. Because you know what? You never know what's going to creep up and gore the bull. Just talk to a matador who's been gored. Well, there's lots of threats to the bull market. There's been many threats along the way. We had the November elections of 2012 and the fiscal cliff concerns, and we've had debt ceiling standoffs and this and that. But every time the market has recovered. But we still need to watch these emerging markets because you never know what's going to come up, creep from behind, and gore the bull that's been raging for the last 5 years. And that's why every week in my newsletter, we're going to track the progress of the Latin American markets and the Chinese markets, which are currently still in downtrends. And they have the potential to drag us down with them. And as I showed the charts of Argentina and Brazil over the weekends, you can clearly see that they're very, very sick right now. For this reason, I have one little short position right now. And I disclosed it last week, 2 weeks ago. I disclosed it in my newsletter. I have a 4% overall position in the inverse emerging markets, EUM. It's a one-to-one correlation. If it gets worse, I'll add to that position. And I may even go 2-to-1. If it passes and the flu epidemic abates and it gets better, gets back on its feet, I'm not married to EUM. We're just on a first date right now. We're seeing if we're compatible. And so far, I have a 4% position in the inverse emerging markets. The other 50% is invested in stocks that are still holding up, and the other 45% or so is sitting in cash right now, which is the highest level that I've had in the last 5 years. Now we take a look at the ranking of the asset classes in the market. Has there been a shakeup? Last year, it was all about U.S. stocks. That's all you had to know. And I was 100% invested all year long in U.S. stocks, which blew away the rest of the world. And specifically in the small and mid-cap stocks. Well, they still lead the pack, but they're not A's anymore. They're not A minuses anymore. My system gives the very best asset class out there right now, which is the NASDAQ, a B. The next best are the small and mid caps, and they're a B minus. That doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me right now that these leaders are going to continue to lead this market. Now, this may blow through, and these areas of the market may assume leadership again. But as for now, I have decreased my exposure considerably to an area that I was 100% exposed to last year. I was all over the small and mid-cap U.S. stocks, even the micro-caps last year. But this year, so far, in just 5 short weeks, I have dramatically decreased my exposure there until this thing passes. Or, who knows, this thing may get worse. And we're starting to see some of the defensive asset classes like high-yield stocks, preferred stocks, muni bonds moving up the ladder once again. So obviously the winds have changed here in the market. What does that mean for your portfolio? Talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, we're drilling down to what it means for you and your portfolio. We've discussed some big issues here. We've discussed a little bit of a primer, just so that you're aware that at some point in time, you can be on the other side of this market. You can actually have the potential to profit when the market starts to roll over, especially if there's epicenters like the financial sector in 2008, which was wildly profitable on the upside had you been on the short side of that equation. But I think it's a little bit too soon to say that the tide is now going out. You know, I sit atop the San Diego Bay here and I watch the tides daily. I watch the extreme lows, which expose the clam beds and some of the rocks that you normally don't see, or the tide pools out at Point Loma. And then I watch the tide come in and it fills the bay to the brim. And this is a daily thing that goes on here at the ocean and in bays and harbors, etc. Markets, sometimes the tide comes in for several years. We've been talking 5 years now that the tide's been coming out. And sometimes you finally hit ebb tide, which we may be at right now. It's too early to tell. And the tide starts going out. And maybe that process has begun, but I think it's too early for me to say, the tide is going out. Let's jump to another boat here. Let's get off our long boat and get on our short boat. I don't think that's time. But however, I have dipped my toe in the water a little bit. May get bit off by an alligator. We don't know yet. I bought a little bit of the emerging markets inverse, just in case this thing gets worse. Now, we just talked about the best asset classes that are still out there. They're still U.S. stocks, but on a absolute basis, they've gone down in grade considerably. My confidence in them, my appetite for them has decreased dramatically over the last 5 weeks. Now I'm going to take this a day by day, on a day by day basis, and see how this thing progresses. I stand right now at about 50% on the sidelines in cash, a little bitty hedge, 4% on the emerging markets, and the rest I continue to own good stocks that have held up well during all of this. The worst asset class is still S&P short. It's at the bottom of the asset class ladder. Gold is still at the bottom. Obviously, the emerging markets are still at the bottom. Bonds have finally risen from the basement, have gone up a few floors in the overall scheme of things. But in my opinion, that's just a flight to safety, not a big money-making opportunity. My newsletter over the weekend, take a look at those of you who have 401ks. Well, let's put it this way. In my aggressive accounts now, I am 55% in cash. In my conservative growth accounts, I'm 57% in cash. In my income accounts, I'm 56.4. Isn't that amazing how it works out to right around 50, even though they're three independent portfolios, independent of one another, I have about 56% just sitting, doing nothing, not going down, not going up, just sitting still in the money markets. In my mutual fund portfolio, which there's not as much control over, you can't just keep the best stocks in your mutual fund. Your mutual funds have more of a propensity to track the market up and down. I don't have a lot of faith and confidence in this current market. I'm neither bearish, I'm neither bullish. Therefore, in my mutual fund portfolio, I'm 89% in cash. I barely continue to hold on to one mutual fund. You have to do what you have to do, but in a 401k at work right now, I'd be erring on the cautious side. My mutual fund portfolio is 88% in cash right now. I wouldn't have a big exposure to the small cap American U.S. funds like I did last year. I wouldn't have a big exposure to the mid cap U.S. stocks or the large cap U.S. stocks. They're in a corrective phase right now. We don't know if that corrective phase is over. And that corrective phase has the potential to be the beginning of the end. Every time in the past, over the last 5 years, we've recovered out of corrective phases. But one of these times, it's going to turn into another rout like 2008. We don't want to have that happen. In my exchange-traded fund model portfolio right now, I'm 100% in cash. The only exchange-traded fund that I currently own is a short position in the emerging market. So, you know what? You do what you got to do. I'm just telling you, this is what I'm doing. I have been right for the last 5 years. I make no guarantees. I make no promises here. It's all I do is observe the markets on a daily basis. I quantify them, and I act accordingly, and that's how I've acted. Now, if you want to follow along on how this thing progresses, we may go back in full force in the next week or two. Or we may get more defensive, and we may even flip a little bit more from the long side to the short side. You can follow me daily through my radio show. And if you miss a show, they're archived every day on my website, which is also available through the app that I invented, which guides me through this whole entire process. It's my compass, the Best Stocks Now app, which also has my Twitter feed daily. If I see anything that makes my eyeballs pop out today, and usually that's about five or six things a day, after looking at hundreds and hundreds of things, I send out a quick little tweet. My Twitter feed can be seen at the end of the day, or it can be followed during the day while it's live. @BillGunderson is my Twitter feed. And of course, I encapsulate this all in my newsletter every weekend. We send out thousands of newsletters all across America. We did it again this past weekend. I put up the yellow flag 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. I still have a yellow flag flying. It's too early to get back in full force, and it's too early to put up the red flag. We're just kind of betwixt and between, doing the best that we can in a market that's gotten a bit snotty here right now, and one that has to be watched very, very carefully. You can get on my newsletter mailing list by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. These are going to be some very, very timely newsletters in the next several weeks. Not that every week's not important, but when the wind starts to change in the market, you better sit up and take notice. If you want to talk to me about managing your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.